It's interesting because as a biologist and teaching in a medical school, there's always a tendency to look down at anything less than human as not being that intelligent. And to me, the biggest shock is that when I learned the lessons of these cells, it was so profoundly important, a message of understanding how to live, that my life was radically changed when I started to apply what the cells were teaching. And then I stand back and say to people, well, we look at them as not being intelligent, but the interesting reality is when we look at our human bodies, and we look in the mirror, we see this singular entity. So, John, you see John in the mirror. I see Bruce in the mirror. All of our listeners see themselves as this one entity. And it's very interesting because that's actually a misperception. And the fact is that if I would shrink you down to the size of a cell, that you would see your body is actually made out of about 50 trillion sentient little beings, these little cells. They're the living things. And so that our bodies actually represent communities of living cells, and when you start to understand this, then you start to realize that they created technologies that we haven't even thought about yet, that inside this world under your skin, these 50 trillion or so cells are living in a technological environment that's beyond anything we've ever seen. They filter the air, they filter the water, every cell has health care, there's maintenance, it's a living system, it's a metropolis. And very interesting is that there's always that spiritual historic look that said, the answers lie within. And in fact, I realize now that is, in a biological sense, a very profound truth, because we're trying to put together a planet here with 6 to 8 billion people and finding that we're destroying ourselves and the planet like crazy. And we're trying to find out how to create this wonderful life. And there underneath our skin is this giant community of 50 trillion individual sentient beings. And I say that because in cloning cells, I would take cells out of people and put them in petri dishes, and they have their own intelligence and their own ability to create their own world in that petri dish, because every cell is intelligent. And that in our bodies, these cells have the intelligence to create all of the functions that we express: respiration, digestion, excretion, the nervous system, converting the world into experience. This is all a mechanization created by cells. So when we look at ourselves, inside there are clues, in the sense that if we can understand how an economy is maintained, and they make energy, they distribute energy equivalent to money, they have jobs, every cell has a job, that there are rules and regulations. And the thing is, when that works, and those communities are working in harmony, the individual experiences a bliss or an ecstasy on this planet because of this wonderful harmony of 50 trillion cells. And the fact is, God, if you can get 50 trillion cells to live in harmony, we're just trying to get a few billion people to live together. It's like there's a lot of lessons to be learned from this cellular community. And as I mentioned, some of these lessons were so profound, they changed my entire life. So we could talk about some of the lessons or other experiences from that. I'm open to your suggestion.
I watched your DVD, your lecture on DVD, with great interest. In fact, I watched it several times. So this is going to be, for me, this is a little like the monkey flying the rocket ship, and I'm the monkey. So here's the thing. It's so rich. It's unbelievable. The first part of your lecture went into just a very easily understandable explanation of what the prior knowledge was regard to cellular activity, the roles that the genes played, and the chromosomes. And then eventually it went on to say, look, you know, somebody gets a disease. A gene must have turned itself on, a cancer gene has turned itself on. And you went on to explain that, no, genes don't turn themselves on, something turns them on. And it was wonderful. So just take us through it and lead us to the light. Let us know.
I so appreciate that, because as I said, when I really understood this, and it was interesting, so I could tell people right now before we get into this a little bit deeper, is that there's this understanding that the cells provide about who we are and our place in the world and our destination that we can create. And it's very interesting because if we apply these lessons to our lives, they profoundly change the character of our lives. And I say that because I'm a student of this. I went into this study not a spiritual person. I was teaching, as you mentioned, I was teaching medical school. I was teaching about biochemicals and the concept that you mentioned about genes controlling life. And I was a participant in the teaching and obviously, a member of the congregation, so to speak, and buying all this stuff. And so what was interesting is that as I started getting into understanding the lessons that the cells were teaching me, they provided me with this other understanding, and that is that there's more to us than this physical body, and that this other transcendent part, there's a spiritual component. And it was just like, I wasn't looking for it, but boy, when it hit like a ton of bricks. It was like, oh my God, there's more to the cells, that the information that the cells are responding to comes from outside in the environment. Our identities are outside the environment. And my point about bringing all this up is that I'm going to talk about this information, and I can tell you can change your life, but you also have to, we also have to come to this understanding, so as I download this information, so to speak, that we recognize that it's applying the information that makes all the difference in the world. And I say that because I was up in the front of people when this breakthrough understanding of how cells actually work came to me. I was so out there in the street trying to get anybody to listen, say, listen, you got to see this completely different than anything we ever thought, that we have powers beyond anything we've ever thought, and you can understand this, you can create this beautiful life. And I'd be giving this lecture so excited because I knew all this scientific stuff, and it was interesting because the audience would later cock their heads and look at me and go, you know, Lipton, for a guy who says he knows a lot, your life doesn't look that good. And I realized that, oh my God, you know, there was two parts to this. There's a part of knowing about the details, and then the most important part, which I didn't do at that time, was applied this information to my life, so that there was the original thought that if you just know about something, then that becomes your life. And I realized that's not true.